As you watch that video, that is a video that's published produced and published by our general denomination of the International Pentecostal Holiness Church. And let me tell you, experiencing probably on a very limited scale, but I know there's others in this room that have as well, what you saw in that video is reality. You know, I've heard people, and I've even had family members say, you know, all that mission stuff, that's just a money racket. You know, they go and find this bunch of starving children, and they show them play on people's sympathy. I want to tell you, if you believe that, you have been greatly fooled. All over this world, we live in the most blessed country there is on the face of the earth. And it's not a matter of what we have, but even the poorest of people that maybe in this room this morning or maybe live in Mercer, you know, we know most of us can agree and realize that McDowell County is very financially devastated right now. But the poorest of people that live in those countries don't know the poverty of what some of these people that live in those countries know. I read yesterday or last night, as I shared earlier, and I was just looking, I was watching videos and just studying, doing some studying on missionary work that's going on around the world. And I read a report that said that on average in America, every one of us use, on average, 69 gallons of clean water a day. Either for drinking or bathing or washing our dishes, washing our cars, whatever we may do. We use, on average, 69 gallons of clean water per person per day. And that sounds like a lot, doesn't it? And it is a lot, I guess, but the key word there is clean. You know, when we see other countries and again, I've witnessed this my own self. I witnessed how that water was carried in plastic 5-gallon containers, probably held some type of chemical at one time, but those barrels were strapped over the back of mules and they were carried into the village, and quite honestly, when they opened the lid of those containers, the smell was worse than the donkeys that they were carried on. It smelled, you know, it was just the smell of manure. And they had went to a riverbed, and a dried riverbed, and dug. Several men had dug for days and days to days to find a pocket of water that was lodged in a dry riverbed. Folks, we probably don't count our blessings. We probably don't. And I know that there's a lot of problems in America. I know there's a lot of difficulties in our personal lives. But the reality of it is we are very blessed people. I believe part of the reason that America has been blessed, if not in its entirety, is that America was founded as a Christian nation. And sadly enough, we are no longer considered a Christian nation. But yet there are those of us that are founded in those values. And the Church of America throughout its years of existence, you know, headed towards, at least in some degree of speaking, headed towards, 300 years we've existed. America has been the nation that has made the world their missions field. Right now, the International Pentecostal Holiness denomination, of which this church is a member of, and those of you that are members of this church, you're a member of as well. Right now, out of the some 2,500 churches that we have as a denomination, the majority of them are outside of the United States. It's pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable. Right now, there are more people being saved on the continent of Africa than any other continent on the face of the earth. While the U.S., the church is actually, for the large part, is in decline. But we still have a lot to do, church. We still have a job before us. And this morning I want to take just a few moments and I want to minister to you concerning the sender's reward. The sender's reward. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn them to Mark chapter 16. I have several verses of scripture. You may want to grab a pen and just jot some things down as we go. But we're going to start reading at Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 16. I'm going to bring you a word, and Sister Latrice, our missions director, is going to come. This is Faith Commitment Sunday, and she is going to share more about the Faith Commitment Program, more about what you saw in this video. But if you have your Bibles at Mark chapter 16, I'm reading the 14th and the 16th verse. The Bible said, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whosoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whosoever does not believe will be condemned. We see that Jesus is giving his followers, his people. And if you don't realize it, if you're here this morning and you acknowledge that you are born again, you have committed your life to Jesus Christ, then you are a follower of Jesus. And when you follow Jesus, you do as he does, and you do as he says to do. And Jesus is giving the instruction here, if you would, to deliver the gospel. The gospel in itself, that terminology means simply this, the good news. The good news. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't even have to be a accomplished Sunday school teacher. You don't have to be anything of that sort, but we're just commissioned to carry the good news. The good news. Jesus saves. Tell somebody about Jesus is what Jesus is saying. Tell somebody about me. But he instructs us to go into all the world. Now, my world and your world, hold your hand out like this. That's where your world begins. Right in front of your face. But the world stretches, you know, sometimes it just blows my mind as we come across 77 and I look up through the valleys there in Bastion and Rocky Gap and I see all of the mountains that are untouched. And I know that's just a small part. And I think about all the untouched territory of this world. But when we look and we think about the vastness of the world and how large it is, and Jesus is saying, go into all the world. And some of you have been around the world doing the work of the gospel and carrying the work of the gospel. And if you've not had that opportunity or if you've not availed yourself to that, I encourage you to do so. It will change your life forever to go and to spread the good news into all the world. But everybody won't get to go. Everybody doesn't get to go. I believe the callings of God are exactly that. I believe they're callings. And after spending some time on the missions field, short-term missions trips, I've often said this. I don't struggle. I know my call of ministry is pastoral ministry. But I realize there are probably people that are in ministry that maybe they missed their call. Maybe they somehow missed the leading of God. But it's hard for me to believe that there is a person that is physically located on the missions field that is still there and has been there or served there and they did so knowingly that they missed the call of God. Out of all the callings of God, all the callings of ministry, I think the callings to the missions field is probably requires the most of any. Men and women and families leave the rest of their family. They leave the comforts, and speaking of American missionaries, they leave the comforts of the United States of America. And let me tell you, until you've experienced it, you don't understand what it feels like when you're no longer, when you realize you're no longer standing on American soil and you're in trouble. So we have those people that are willing to put everything aside. If you turn to 3 John, it's only one chapter there, but verses 6 through 8. 3 John 6 through 8. They have told the church about your love. They have told the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. It was for the sake of the name, and you notice that is capitalized, it is for the sake of the name, that's speaking of Jesus, that they went out receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth. So John, in this epistle, he writes about sending. Some people will go, other people will send. Some people will go, but others of us will send. I really don't find a place where we're excluded from sending or going. I think we just have to determine which is right for us. It's not support of a man himself, but it's support of Jesus Christ when you read that scripture. It's a support of Jesus going into all the world. Jesus said, not only these works shall you do, but even greater works will you do. But that is because of people supporting the spreading of the gospel. In 2 Corinthians, Paul establishes that it's the church's responsibility to take care of those that carry the gospel. But all is not in vain, if you would think that. No, not at all, because if we can save a soul, if we can save a child from a deadly disease, if we can, and if you notice part of that video, there was a water pump there, and let me tell you, we do a lot to instigate church growth in this country. We'll have seminars, we'll build complexes, we'll do all kinds of things, you can do something just as simple as drill a well and put in a hand pump and you can see a church grow to phenomenal size in third world countries. Just a simple water well and a pump. And we've seen it happen. We've been there. And a church that we had part of several years back in Mozambique now runs several hundred people when it was just a few grass hut villages in that village there. Several families would live in a one-room hut. They relieved themselves out in the brush. There's no facilities, nothing like that. But part of the team that we went with went back 1 year later, or actually sent money back 1 year later. A well was dug and a hand pump put in. Last report I heard, that church in the middle of nowhere was running well over 300 people because there was something there that supplied their need. Wow. Wow. And it didn't take a whole lot. But for us, there is the reward of souls. And I think that is what I call the sender's reward. The sender's reward in Matthew chapter 10, and I'm not going to wait for you to turn to all of these. Just jot them down, please. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. Jesus said, and if anyone, that's you, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. So you don't have to go. You may never get to go on a trip. You may not be physically able to go. There may be some other hindrances, but we can still send people into the world carrying the gospel, ministering to needs. And when that is done, I truly believe in the sender's reward. I believe you and I will be credited when we stand before God as believers, and we're standing before the Bema seat of God, and our works will be thrown into the fire. Our works that were done in vain will be consumed. We won't be rewarded for those works. But the works that were out of a pure motive and pure heart, we will receive crowns for those rewards. But I don't believe it's just what we did physically, but I believe it's also how faithful we've been to sending. I believe that the Apostle Paul is still accumulating sender's rewards. As people open the Scripture and they read the letters of Paul and people are pricked in their heart to be saved, I believe the Apostle Paul is still receiving a sender's reward. I believe Peter, I believe that there's preachers of old and pastors that carried the gospel. Old Brother Robert Sheffy, a circuit riding preacher that has a great history behind him. But I believe that you will find that when we study that Scripture, at least the way I interpret it, we still receiving awards and rewards. And long after you and I are gone, if Jesus tarries His coming and we go by the way of the grave, what we, you know, I had a friend named Jim Hilliard, and some of you all may have known Jim. He was our conference evangelist for many, many years. And Brother Jim used to say, only one life will soon be passed. And only those things done for Christ will last and last. And there's a lot of things that I have done, a lot of things I will do, a lot of things I'm doing right now that are temporary. Life is temporary circumstances. But there's things in life that we can do that will go on for years and generations to come. In First Chronicles of the Kings in chapter 4, when we read verses 9 through 10, we find something that became famous a number of years ago, and I don't know why we never noticed it before, and we don't hear as much about it now, but we find the prayer of Jabez. And the Bible says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. You see, when we become givers and we become senders and we send the gospel out and we equip people to go out and we equip children to be fed and we equip children to get medication. Let me tell you, we are increasing our territory. We are increasing our territory. A common quote by one of my heroes as far as encouragement in writing is Zig Ziglar. And a common quote by Zig Ziglar was this: you can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. You can, and everywhere you read and you turn to, and Zig was he never claimed to be a preacher, he just simply said, I'm a motivational speaker. But Zig, read his books, watch his videos sometime, YouTube him. But Zig says you can have everything in life you want if you will just help other people get what they want. So the greatest way to receive a blessing is to be one. The greatest way to receive a blessing is to be one. If we can come to that place where we, and to be very honest with you, very frank with you, you know, when we have that heart of sending, you're never going to miss it. You'll say, yeah, I will, preacher. Well, that's because you haven't got the heart of sending yet. But you're never going to miss it. The reward that is going to come to you is going to be great. It's going to be mighty. If not here, by all means, in eternity. Understand that as we are sending that cup of cold water to a little child, as we are sending, you know, in 2000, I forgot my year, 2002, 2003, while I was in Kenya, I never will forget David. David, a tall, slender young man, and he was sleeping in a plastic bag in the mud building that was called the church, that was about the size of the pastor's office, maybe a little bit bigger. And as David, as we met him, the whole side of his face was swollen out. I actually thought he had a tumor. His ear was almost undistinguishable on the side of his head. But it came from an abscess tooth. And the missionary put David in the truck and took him someplace. I really don't know where. They do have dentists. I really don't know where. But they pulled David's tooth. And we bought some antibiotics for David. And in just a few days, his face was returning to normal. A man that had suffered a long, long time. But it took people that had the ability to connect him with the people in need. On another day, on that same journey, we went to a chemist. I was riding with the missionary. We pulled into the chemist, which is AKA a drug store, which probably most of you, your woodshed out back probably looks better than the drug store, to be frank with you. Or if you're still one of those people that have the outhouse out back, it probably looks better than the drug store. But we walked in there and the missionary had made contact with the chemist and was able to get, and we bought a whole bottle, one of those big brown bottles of amoxicillin for 15 American dollars and gave every kid in the village some amoxicillin because most of them had runny noses and infections and what have you. It's simple little things, but people need to be there. People need to be there. We just can't say, well, let's just send them some medicine over there, preacher, and let it take care. No, it doesn't work that way, and I could take all day explaining to you why it doesn't work that way. Because in those, we think our government is corrupt. We don't know anything. So we send people, and we equip people to do the things that they need to do. Sister Latrissa is going to tell you, I don't steal Sister Latrissa's presentation. But she's going to tell you about one missionary that we support. And right now, to be very frank with you, we don't know where they're at other than the fact they're in the Middle East. And we know what Middle East means. We know we hear talk of Islam here in America. We know we hear talk of the Muslims and the different branches of Muslims, the Sunnis, the Shiites. But this is a family that's right in the middle of it, but they're so at risk that their location can't even be disclosed. But yet they have felt the call of God and they have left this wonderful place that we call home. And have taken their entire family to minister to a people that would just soon cut your throat just because you're a Christian as anything in the world. You see, there are people that are willing to go. Well, why in the world? I had a pastor one time. He said, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do this mission stuff? And he wasn't IPHC, by the way. He said, why do you want to do this stuff? He said, why in the world do you want to risk your life to go over there and spend the money to fly? Why in the world do you want to do that? You're not going to change those people. Reminds me of the story of the starfish. And the story of the starfish, a little boy walked out on the seashore, and during the night, for whatever reason, all these starfish had washed up on the beach and had got stranded there. Starfish don't have the ability to walk. They should have washed back out with the tide. The little boy's walking along, picking up the starfish and flinging them back out into the ocean. An old man that was there, and you know, old people get cranky sometimes, don't we? An old man said, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm saving the starfish. He said, son, really? He said, there's hundreds, perhaps thousands of starfish on this beach. He said, what difference do you think that you can make? The little boy bent over, picked up a starfish, threw it out in the ocean, and said it mattered to that one. It mattered to that one. You see, so as we go, as we are sending people, will we ever save everybody? No. That's not our job anyway. That's Jesus' job. But our responsibility that Jesus has given us is to send the gospel into all the world. Send the gospel. Now, I'll give Dave, well, it's not really Dave, I'll give, but Dave's the administrator of the ministry. I'll give you a good, good thing. Voice of Praise, and it just operates out of our general budget. If you don't have Extreme Voice Radio, download the app on your phone. We're sending, even right now in this moment, my voice is going around the world by the way of internet radio. Extreme Voice Radio. So we're doing well at carrying the gospel. And Sister Latricia is going to brag on you just a little bit how good we did last year. But we're at a new year, because from March to March is how we establish our faith commitment. So I want to ask Sister Latricia to come right now. And she is going to share with you our faith commitment plan for 2016. You say, man, this is not very spiritual, Pastor. Absolutely it is. Let me tell you, you don't get any more spiritual than spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sister Latricia.
Good morning. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Well, it's Faith Commitment Sunday 2016, and we're so excited because last year, in faith commitment alone, Voice of Praise gave over $11,000 to spread the gospel around the world. And that's just in faith commitment. Isn't that awesome? Y'all are so wonderful. We supported missionaries all over the world. It's reaching the gospel to others. Look where Voice of Praise is and look where we are. And I'll show you another more comprehensive one later. But right now we want to go to the Bambas. If you looked real close in the people-to-people video that was shown a while ago, you saw Eero. He was passing out things and ministering to children in the people-to-people. But all of them, Eero, Aaron, Justin, Alex, Hunter, and Olivia, serve in Japan. Aaron is the daughter of a missionary. Her parents are Russell and Sandra Board. Next is the Blacks. You know us. We're special assignment missionaries to Latin America and the Caribbean, known as LAMCAR. In 2015, we were able to spend 3 months in Costa Rica, and Ricky also went with the Life Church of Claypool Hill to Honduras, and he's also already been to Uruguay this year. So God is using us in different ways. We're just not as active as we used to be, but we're still spreading the gospel. Next, we have the Helens, and they serve in Amsterdam West, in the Europe and Middle East region. There's Matthew, Femke, Judah, Hannah, Levi, and Benjamin. They are focused on multicultural area, that is, where there's a high percentage of Muslims. They have started an English and a Spanish-speaking church as well as a Surinamese house church to spread the gospel there. Next, we have Jennifer Moore. Jennifer's from North Carolina, and she serves in Wales. And she's involved with the Eli Project, which is a ministry to children with special needs. Jennifer is a soul worker, which is a short-time overseas worker. Next, we have the Shireys. And this is the family the pastor spoke of a while ago. We know they're in the Middle East somewhere, but we don't know where because it's for their own protection. They've already served 4 years as church planters, and they've moved to a new country in 2013. They're currently mobilizing and supporting and equipping churches through the region through discipleship and training. The next one is a brand new one to us, church, this year. We're adding one from, we're going from 5 to 6 missionaries, the McClurkins. And we've all met the McClurkins. Last year, the church was able to buy him a brand new iPad, and he just posted on Facebook this morning a picture of some girls from the school there that wanted him to take their picture and send it out. So they are from Tennessee, and they serve in South Sudan, and he works with the Hope for Sudan ministry there and the compound. It's also a school, a church, a clinic, building projects, and all other ministries. Yeah, that's his house. And we also support 2 people-to-people children in the Congo. This is the first one. It's Mule Amida. She was born in 2010, so she's 6 years old. And she loves playing games. Right now, she's probably just starting school. Okay, next. This is Joel Diego. He is 15 now. This picture with the Lakers, that was taken at Christmas time. He got a brand new pair of shoes for Christmas from people to people. Okay, next. This is the feeding program in Kenya. This is overseen by James and Jessica Dunning. They serve as people-to-people coordinators in Kenya and Ethiopia. Their vision is to equip churches, schools, and orphanages to fulfill their purpose through sustainable development and income-generating projects. One of the projects they have is a greenhouse where they raise their own vegetables and then they sell the excess to raise money for their living expenses. We did have 3 children in Nigeria, but through they're no longer available for us to sponsor, so we are offering you 3 new ones for your consideration this morning, and they are from Tanzania. The first one is Angel Kiduj. She is, then this one is Miriam Sinye and Oriva Magwambunga. Your guess is good. I can't do that one. But we, the amount that we need to raise to, on a monthly basis to accomplish our commitments to both our missionaries and the people-to-people program is $750 a month. In the next video that you're going to be seeing, there's one thing that is going to be talking about the malaria tents. A few years back, I made potholders, the double-handed. You have them 2 hands, and you know, the kind you can reach around something. And I sold those for $10 a piece, and I raised $250 just for that project by myself. And that bought 25 malaria tents, and one tent protects 4 people from getting malaria. And malaria is really bad in Africa. So this is just what one person can do. So when we join together as a group, we can make a big difference in this world. Is Scott passed out the faith commitment cards? Okay. On your faith commitment cards, you will see a place here for people to people, child sponsor. If you want to be a part of that ministry, then you mark it. You mark on the top line is whatever you want to support, commit to monthly, to support the missionaries. Now, if you think, well, I'm not ready to do this today, that's okay. You can take it home with you, pray over it, talk it over with your spouse, and then make your commitment that you want to give to the church. We ask you to prayerfully consider what you want to give. You can either return it in the offering plate, you can return it to the pastor, or you can return it to myself. Sometimes we just need to take time to hear what God wants us to do, but always follow His directions, because when we follow His directions, we don't get lost. Thank you.
So we've
got an awesome opportunity before us to go into all the world. Dave, if you'll bring that last map back up, please, sir, with the red arrows in it. From right here in little old Blue Well, you can see we're wrapping our arms around the church. I would love to see us go down into southern Africa and into south more so into South American countries as we grow in missions work through times, and we will just have our arms wrapped all around this whole great old big globe. But it's all because of you. It's all because of you that we're able to take the gospel. A little bit off subject, but it's my hope, my vision that in 2017 that we as a church will take on a project ourselves and go and carry that project out. And hopefully you can support that and you will want to go on it. But for right now, we've got people there and we've got people working and we've got people that are on the front lines, as I say, whether it's in Holland or whether it's in South Sudan. And let me tell you a little something about South Sudan. Just a few weeks, 2 weeks ago, I guess now, just about 2 hours from the hut that you saw the McClurkin standing in front of them, 2 hours from where they reside at in South Sudan, the United Nations camp was attacked by Muslim rebels and burned to the ground. And 5 people killed. 2 hours away. 2 hours away. So we have people on the front line and they are there. And I just know that your heart is going to go out to them. I want to share this message with you. I sent this last night to Greg and Latoya McClurkin. I said, "Greetings, my friends. I trust that you both and Ethan are well. I just want to let you know that I will be announcing to our Voice of Praise congregation tomorrow morning that Voice of Praise will be pledging $100 per month to you all for the next year. I said, keep up the kingdom work and God bless you." And that was about the time that he was getting out of bed. This was Greg's reply. He said, "Wow, this is fantastic. $100 is not a whole lot. We'll blow that in 2 meals eaten out. Wow." He said, "This is fantastic." He said, "I am so blown away. Praise God and thank you so much. This is unbelievable. May God bless you and your church. Please greet them all from us." You know? So it's before you this morning. And as Latrissa has passed out those faith commitment cards, understand the big word here is faith, 2 big words. Faith, you're doing it in faith, and the other word is commitment. People are depending on us. Not just missionaries, but nations of people. So I just want to lead us in prayer, and I want us to take the time. Don't feel pressure to turn it in today. Bring it back next week, week after next, just so we have it in the next couple of weeks. I just want you to pray about it. And it doesn't matter how much it is. Doesn't matter. That, you know, you say, "Well, what I do is not really very much." Every dollar counts. So don't never feel that I can't do anything, because everything matters and everything counts. So let's, if you would, let's pray. Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for those that are willing to receive the call. God, there's those who have stepped out and left home, left house, left land, left family members, left moms and dads. And God, they have gone and found themselves, Lord, in the midst of foreign lands and strange lands, and God, we know so many that has become their home. God, you're ministering through these people that have been committed to go, Lord, into the most adverse circumstances. So God, right now, as we come before you, Lord Jesus, I'm asking that you Lord, allow us here in Voice of Praise this morning, in little old Blue Well, allow us to be overtaken with a spirit of generosity. God, I ask right now that You will speak to our hearts, Lord God, in what to give. Lord, I ask that right now that You will minister, Lord God, into our beings, Lord Jesus, as we prepare to send the gospel and wrap our arms around this earth that we live on. And going into the places, Lord, where there's people that have never heard the name Jesus. They've never heard the smallest of gospel stories. But God, You're equipping us. God, I pray that right now that the spirit of generosity will overcome us, that as we sin, Lord, that we will have missionaries that are teaching children how to read and to write and teaching hygiene, and God, and they're providing medical care for people through clinics. And God, many of us may never get to experience that firsthand, but God, we can certainly be senders. So this day, touch our hearts, prick our lives, and God, let us, God, reap that sender's reward because we have been faithful and committed to send the gospel unto all the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I want you to pray about it. And I want you just to believe God and trust Him. And I believe He is going to provide. Let me say this one more thing about missions. And I've got something else that we want to touch on. I'm not saying this because I am part of this great denomination of the International Pentecostal Holiness Church. And I'm not here to try to sway your opinion, nor am I here to criticize or ridicule other ministries and organizations. But I can tell you this, the money that is used for missions in the International Pentecostal Holiness Church is well applied. It's well used. Administrative costs are some of the lowest that you will find in all of world ministry. In other words, more of your dollar is getting to the field with the Pentecostal Holiness Church. And this is your church. It's your church. It's your ministry. So I want you to have that confidence as you give. Can you all come back? The praise team itself, the music. What have we got here? Just do a little bit one of those blood songs. They're going to prepare to do another one of those blood songs. I was getting excited about this. I like the blood songs. Okay? But you may be sitting here this morning. You may be here and need salvation. If you do, hey, you're at a great place. You may be sitting here this morning. You may be sick in body, or you may just be burdened down with some troubles in life. But before we leave today, I want us to have a season of prayer. So right now, if you're in this room and you need the Lord, you need that blood applied, you need to receive that gospel message that we've been talking about, because you're part of the whole world, if you need to be saved, I want to invite you to come down here and join me, same place, not physically, Voice of Praise, but the same place I got started was at an old-fashioned altar, coming to know Jesus. Mine was in a single-wide trailer in front of a coffee table, okay? Or if you're here and you need prayer in your body right now, I want to offer you the opportunity to come for prayer. Anybody at all, right now, real quickly, real quickly. Does that mean we're all good? No aches, no pains, and everybody's going to heaven. Amen. That's good. That's praise the Lord. That's good. No aches and pains, and everybody's going to heaven is a good thing. Amen. Sister Latricia told you about those mosquito nets. This is Brother Joe Delport. Frankie, if you'll bring these just the front lights down, is fine. This a video of praise and testimony to conclude Faith Commitment Sunday. Watch this. Yeah.